So what's next? Now that he's stepped down, the military is taking control. What does that mean not only for Egypt, the Arab world, which, of course, there's a big domino effect going across the Arab world as well, and the United States. We'll bring in, and we appreciate him joining us, St. Mary's Associate Professor of Political Science, Mark Belanger, is on News Radio 960 WSBT. Thank you, Professor, for joining us this afternoon.
You're very welcome. It's great to be here.
It is so fluid, it's really hard to kind of sit down and decide which direction to go. You know, we've come to this fork in the road, so we're taking it. But
right.
What do you suspect is going to be the short-term movement?
Well, the short-term movement, I think, will be the military trying to get the crowds quieted down and try to convince the crowds that they're going to move toward some kind of a transition. They're going to change the constitution in ways that will allow for a fairer election. But again, I think that's going to be, it's hard to say what's going to make the people in the streets go home right away. The military has certainly been trying to stay on the side of the people up to now. On the other hand, the military is a institution that doesn't necessarily find democracy its first choice as a form of government. It's often described sometimes in the media as apolitical, but I think it isn't apolitical in the sense that it doesn't care about politics. It's non-political and it would like to stay out, but I think it's not going to want to see a kind of chaotic, ineffective, conflictive kind of democratic government if that were to emerge. So they're going to be looking to create something that's stable, but I don't necessarily think they're going to be. I also think they're going to be looking to try to maintain some kind of control over the situation.
Now, we're expecting to hear from President Obama about 1:30 or so. It's a very fluid time, but he is applauding these events, rightly so. But, I mean, is his administration not feeling a bit nervous because Mubarak was like the go-to guy for them in the Arab world?
That's correct. And there's nobody really, in the Arab world, to call Mubarak the go-to guy is sort of the tells you what situation's not very good for us there, because certainly Mubarak sort of went along with regarding Israel, but it was a fairly cold peace, as people have said. Whether a more democratic government would be more friendly to Israel, I think, is open to question. But the United States at this point can only say and do so much. The situation sort of got beyond its control. I think it's looking to not look like it's trying to direct things in a particular way. It wants to promote to support democracy. But I think at the end of the day, the new government in Egypt is likely to be one that's going to take a different stand toward Israel than Mubarak has in the past. Exactly what that's going to look like in terms of opening up the border with Gaza, in terms of perhaps being more supportive of pushing the Israelis to negotiate, it's hard to say right now, but I think they don't really have a good situation to fall back on, so I think they're just looking to sort of see who comes out of it and then hope they can develop decent relations with them.
St. Mary's Professor of Political Science, Mark Belanger, on with us. There has been some criticism of the response from the Obama administration, how they were kind of on their heels, also talking to Congress, said, hey, look, you know, we don't have a crystal ball. We can't predict how things are going to go. And if you look at the last 12 hours, first of all, we thought it was going to go the way it was supposed to go, and then it didn't, and now it has. The latest is to find out, according to sources, that the president actually found out of the resignation, not by some of his top officials, but he was watching it on TV.
Right. I think I was traveling yesterday, and every airport I stopped at, there was a different story than the one before it. And then when I finally got to where I'm traveling, I'm in New Mexico right now, it looked like Mubarak was staying, and then this morning he's gone. So clearly, at that point, there's not anything that they could do. But I think before that even, I think they knew that decide with one side or the other, decide with Mubarak was obviously going to create problems. To push for democracy, it could certainly alienate Mubarak. They didn't know whether Mubarak was going to come out of this, still in power or not. So I think, and I don't think that, I think that a lot of the Republicans were sort of quiet for the same reason, because I think they saw that there wasn't really any purpose served in saying a whole lot, given that nobody knew really where it's going.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, please, go ahead.
We talked to a reporter earlier who said basically, you know, they're just living for the moment right now. Everybody is, you know, it's joyous, it's a celebration. But any idea in your head about whom they might pick? I mean, have any names been bandied about as someone who might run, you know, who might want to run the country, who might be good at it?
No, not really. I mean, I think the person that's name has been mentioned a lot in the West is Mohammed Al-Baradei, who was the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency. But he doesn't have a real strong constituency in Egypt. I think he's also got some mixed relations with other countries around the world. There are a few names that have been mentioned, but again, I think that because electoral politics has been so kind of clamped down upon for so long, you haven't really had a kind of, you know, opposition for people in waiting. And so I think that that's one of the things that people are going to be looking at, and that's where there's a lot of uncertainty in terms of will someone emerge to be able to take what's happening in the streets and turn it into a movement. It's possible that it could be someone that we don't really, who came out of that movement and doesn't really have a political track record in being involved in any of the political parties and like. Any figure like that, though, of course, is going to be have to develop their own relationships with the military, and there'll be a lot of distrust either way. And so to the extent that independent candidates come out of the protest movement, they're going to be, from the point of view of the military, a wild card. So, but I think it's too early to start saying any particular names, and the ones that have been put forward, I think, are, you know, very, very speculative.
Would you be surprised to see this Google executive, who kind of got this whole ball rolling into some way, would you be surprised to see him involved in government in Egypt somehow?
You know, I don't know enough about his personal sense of where he's at right now to know whether he'd want to do that or not. He certainly had a, you know, a life. He was going in a particular direction, working with Google and the like. But that's what I'm saying. A person like that may decide, hey, this is the chance, time to step forward. We need Egyptians to do this. We need Egyptians who are not part of the traditional political establishment, the political elite that was around Mubarak and kind of played his game. And it could be him. It could be other people that are part of that movement. But again, I think it's too early to say for certain, but I think that's the kind of person that we could look to, we can imagine would come forward. And again, have to create both a constituency on the ground, which they hasn't been an opportunity to do in the past, you know, to create an electoral constituency, which is different than getting people out into the streets or signed up on a Facebook page. You know, it means getting people to actually go to rallies and go vote and things like that. Those are going to be new skills that those folks are going to have to learn. I would think from what they've shown so far, they've shown that they have the skill to organize. And so going from kind of opposition politics to electoral politics will be a challenge. I think there'll be people among that movement who will do that. He could be one of them, but again, I don't know enough about him to say for certain that he will.
This is St. Mary's Professor of Political Science, Mark Belanger. We appreciate you checking in with us at the last minute with this just fast-moving story that's
right.
taken over.
Well, I appreciate your time in trying to sort it all out.
Thank you.
And we're still trying to sort it out. So
indeed.
There are no real answers. There's only more questions, I think, that we have.
Right. So. I think that's right.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. So long.